Now, did you catch the first episode of season two of Clever Man last week? Oh my, it's next level. It's like really taken this show and shoved it in our face in the first episode. We're like, what the hell is going on? Well, we're going to find out a little bit more about season two from the man himself who wrote it. This is Ryan Griffin on the line. G'day, Ryan.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for joining us here at 2SER. We talked about season one at the end of the season last year, just before the final episode of season one. And of course, that final episode was, you know, pretty dramatic, of course. It sort of staged a whole finale, a sort of a fight back from the Harrys against the police and everything. But this first episode of the new season really takes it to the next level. I'm not going to spoil it for people who haven't caught it yet, but what was your aim with this second season like, especially to kick it off? How did you want to do it?
Look, I think there's a few things that we wanted to do is we're constantly trying to think of ways that we could surprise our audience and deliver things that they're not expected to see. I think that's kind of where a lot of international television is leading at the moment. It is those shock moments or those moments that are quite unpredictable, because I think our television audiences are very clued on to, you know, standard stereotypes or tropes that are sort of structured in normal television. So that's one of our big aims. But also just to be able to play with our characters a lot more. You know, our first season was about setting up the world. We don't have to do that this time. We get to really explore, you know, what goes through our characters' heads when they've got to deal with the world they're in.
And that's it. Doesn't pull any punches in his first episode. It dives right in. And it's almost a flashback to what's happened before the start of the episode. It's quite an interesting way of doing it, but really effective. The actors have really stepped up as well. I was really, I don't want to reveal who, you know, someone gets shot in the first episode and it's like, there's that shock moment. You're like, what's going on? How can this happen in the first episode? But is this season going to be a lot more violent?
Look, I don't think it is. I think it's more dialed back from last year. I think we're a lot more smarter in our writing this season. I think we know what the show is. We know what we want to tell. I think we learned a lot of things from the first season and what worked, what didn't, and how we can shape that. So I just feel like this season, it feels bigger, it feels smarter, and it feels like we know where we're taking each of our characters, and I think that's probably the most exciting thing about it all.
Well, that's the thing. I think the character development is really starting. You know, we can already see it with Latani Rarawai Hick. Her character is really going to take on a new, stronger persona this season. And Cohen, of course, you know, he's really grasping his role as Clever Man and running with it like full ball now. I can't wait to see where that heads up. But that whole battle with his brother, was there some sort of parallel you were kind of trying to make with that, like from sort of historical superhero / Star Wars point of view?
Look, I think, you know, I think that story, you know, two brothers, it's a story that's been done before. It is that Cain and Abel type story, if you will,
sure.
or you know, it's about, you know, it is just sort of about that good and evil. But I think, you know, when you put that in the structure of a broken home or family members, you know, it brings you into that personal side of things as well. So we do get to see both sides of the war, if you will, but we also get to relate to these characters a lot more, because it is a personal level. There are the forms of jealousy and wanting more, or coming to know what you're capable of achieving for Cohen, as an example of having power.
Well, that's an example. Waru is sort of jealous of Cohen's powers, and he feels like he should have been the one. So it's a real dynamic there. It's going to be interesting to see how it rolls out this season. Now, it's really sort of timely as well with NAIDOC Week on this week, and some of the language that is used in the show is obviously some native Aboriginal tongue. Can you tell us which regional it is? Because we've learnt a lot that there's so many Aboriginal languages out there. So which one is in the show?
Yeah, so the we have some of the names of our characters are from northwest of New South Wales, Gumilaroi country, which or Gumilaroi, which is my country. But then the language spoken by the Hairies throughout the show is Gumbengi, which is the mid north coast of New South Wales.
Okay.
And the elders there have been absolutely amazing. Uncle Gary Williams is sort of fronting that for us and sending scripts out and him working with a team to translate that for us and bring that back and then get our actors to nail that and make sure that it's right.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And I think it's just such a, we're all looking at it, thinking about it this week with the languages and stuff like that. So it's great to see it on TV, on a actual show.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, one thing that I've said a few times now is, we have languages in this country that are dying off, but people can speak Elvish and Klingon fluently. So, what better way to put, a traditional language in a genre show where people may be drawn to it and wanting to learn more and then, reach out to community to get dictionaries and stuff about the language, which is amazing.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Now, this second season, I sort of already said the first episode's pretty ram-packed. It's only 6 episodes the season. Is there a conscious effort to sort of squeeze in a lot into those 6 episodes? Or, would you hope to have more? Or do you feel like 6 is the right length?
I think you always want more. But then, then you've got to write more and then you've got to, achieve that. But I think, what it does do is it helps... refine the form of storytelling that we have, and what we can shape in those 6 episodes, I think. And especially, in today's format of how people are viewing content, it's becomes a very bingeable show where you could spend a Sunday afternoon and watch a series and finish it off. I think, it is very achievable to be able to make this kind of genre in Australia when you've got 6 episodes to play with.
And that's a very good point. If you haven't binged the first season yet, you better go to get the DVD. It was on iView, and I think it's not on iView at the moment, but just go grab the DVD, season 1, binge the whole lot, and then catch up on season 2 for sure. How's the reception been? Obviously, the first season was a real blockbuster, I feel like, and people opened their eyes to it. How's it been, the reception been in the Indigenous community?
It's been really good. We've had a lot of people reach out and express how much they're excited about it. We've got community members who wanted to be involved as much as possible. In the first season and as well as the second season, and traveled in to just be extras on the show and things like that. And then we have our international fan base. Which continues to grow. We've just released a comic book as well now.
Oh, cool.
And so there is a good following and support for the program. We've got a really unique fan base who are very active about discussing the show.
Yeah, well, that's right. Jump on Twitter when the shows are on. You get a whole live commentary of the show, which is fantastic. That's really awesome. I'm really looking forward to the rest of the season, of course. And look, I've got to ask you, was a certain Briggs upset that you killed him off in the first season?
I chatted to him beforehand about it all. We have a good laugh about it all the time. And I think, it's that shock moment that you try and achieve, throughout the show.
Yeah.
But, it's kind of, I'm always in the writer's room and our partners, I'm always trying to pick characters to kill off and getting the yes or no's on who you can and can't kill off and all that sort of thing.
Fair enough.
Again, it's having that sort of stuff in there just puts that little bit of edge under your show. You never know who's safe in a world that we've just built. That's quite, it's a really brutal world.
Well, it is brutal and it's very much, very exciting. Episode 2 is on tomorrow night on the ABC from 9:30, of course, and then continuing for the next 4 weeks or so. Hey, Ryan, thanks so much for joining us on 2SER. I really appreciate it.
No, thanks for having me.